Hey guys, it's Justin Conigo from theclosers.ca here with your monthly market update for April 2015. So there were 769 homes that sold last month. Now, if we were going to compare this March to last March, it wouldn't really be fair because the weather last year held on strong. I mean, we had winter till almost April or May. But if you look at the five-year trend, month, year after year, on average, March would be at about 726 homes sold. So, you know, 769 is well above that for real estate purposes and, you know, indicates that the market is heating up. Boots on the ground wise, we are seeing a lot more multiple offers. We're seeing properties that are priced right, selling really, really quickly. So again, a strong indicator that buyers are out there looking for properties and maybe missed out on some over the winter time and looking to really capture that right property over the springtime or summertime market. So if you're thinking of listing now, it's definitely a good time to get serious. Another thing that we wanted to bring up, and we usually like to bring up at least one legal fact or something that's going to affect the real estate industry to give some value to the agents that are out there and obviously the rest of our listeners that subscribe to our show, is as of July 1st, 2015, there is going to be a big change to dealing with phantom offers. Bill 55 is going to be amended, and we've been waiting for this for a long time, so that brokerages have to keep a copy of all offers that come in on a property. Why is this important? Well, there are situations where we go in with buyers and submit an offer on a property, and then magically all of a sudden we get a call an hour or two later that there's another offer on the property. Agents are not supposed to say that there's another offer on a property unless they actually have a written offer in hand, and they're supposed to keep a copy of it, but there was no law forcing them to keep an actual physical copy somewhere. Now, as of July 1st, if any offers come in, 5, 6, 7 offers, whatever it may be, physical copies of those offers are going to have to be kept by that brokerage. So if they get challenged, they'll be able to pull those offers and indicate that there were multiple offers on the property. We personally think this is great for our industry and great for the purchasers and sellers because we're not going to be involved in situations where there's phantom offers when there really aren't any phantom offers. There'll be a lot more transparency as to who the agents are, who are in play, the buyers that are out there, and the offers that are actual offers. So, you know, just another in the feather in the cap for the real estate industry and things getting a little bit more transparent. We're all for that, and we actually think that this is going to be great for everybody. Just a quick note, for those of you that don't know, Shannon and I did open our own boutique firm last week. So Grogan Conical Real Estate Brokerage is now based out of 361 Talbot Court, right in the heart of downtown. You know, we're looking to be a client-first, sales-focused boutique firm that really takes service to the next level. We really want to refine our systems, you know, be transparent with everything that we do and really showcase how we are different in the real estate industry and, you know, really, really use our talents to the maximum ability that we have. So if you guys have any questions about that, you know, feel free to give us a shout anytime. As always, leave questions, comments, anything else. If you got some value from this, you know, please give us some feedback. Take care.
Dual agency is when a particular real estate agent or broker represents both the buyer and the seller. For instance, Keller Williams is a brokerage, and there is a broker of record whose license is registered as the broker for that office. If somebody from that office has a buyer and somebody else from that office has the seller, that's dual agency. If I represent a buyer and a seller on my own property and I represent both parties, that's also dual agency.
In terms of establishing whether or not a transaction is a dual agency transaction, the buyer and the seller, the buyer in particular, is going to know that up front. Then the buyer is going to know that he's asking an agent to write an offer for him who already has the listing on the property. That's a choice that the buyer makes. Many buyers decide not to do that. They go find other representation.
Many buyers won't buy a house unless they're buying it from the selling agent. The selling agent normally knows more about the property, and it's the disclosures are a little more complete. Many times a better price can be negotiated.
It's hard because you're wearing two hats. So you're representing the seller, you're representing the buyer, and this is in the situation where you as the agent are representing both people. It's not where the broker of record has two agents that are representing the parties individually. It gets hard because, and it's more work actually for us, because we have to be very careful that the buyer and the seller consistently believe, as they should, that we're representing their best interests.
In the agency disclosure document that you sign with a buyer or a seller,